open in a word of prayer.
我们开始祷告。
And now, Father, I pray that as we deal with this issue,
天父，我祈求在我们处理这件事情的时候
，of really the proper manner in which our church is to be operated.
也就是我们的教会应该以一种怎么样一种合适的方式来运作。
I pray that you would give us the grace.
我祈求求你赐给我们恩典。
The courage.
也赐给我们勇敢。
And the ability.
也赐给我们能力。
To conduct ourselves in your church in a manner that is prescribed and pleasing to you.
让我们在这个教会中，我们每个人自己的行为能够是蒙你所喜悦的。
We pray in your son's precious name.
我们是奉你的儿子宝贵的名祈求的。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be taking a brief break from the seven churches in Revelation.
我们要先暂时的停下来，不要休息一下，看不看那个启示录那部分。
The end of this month.
这个月的结束的时候。
We have a church business meeting coming up.
我们会有一个教会的一个事件一个会议。
And it's necessary when approaching the business meeting.
所以说很重要，就是说当我们来有这个会员大会的时候。
That we learn and that we know how we ought to conduct ourselves in the church on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis.
我们需要来学习，就是让我们每日常的每一天、每一周在教会里面，我们要学习应该怎么样的来行为。
And really, if we're to be honest, that the problem with our church is the same problem that any other church has.
我们应该诚实的认识到，我们教会里有的问题，在其他的教会是跟其他教会里面的问题是一样的。
The problem with the church is that it's constituted of people.
也就是教会的问题是它是由人组成的。
And since the days of Adam and Eve,
从亚当和夏娃那一天开始。
Since the days of Cain and Abel,
从Cain和亚伯他们那一天开始。
There's been a problem of sin and conflict between people.
人中间就有这样的冲突，然后罪这样的问题。
And there are many ways that we think that we ought to deal with these sins and these conflicts between people.
我们有很多的办法，我们觉得我们应该照着来处理这些人与人之间的这样的冲突。
And let me list some of the wrong ways that we go about dealing with this.
我现在先指出一些错误的一些方法。
Sometimes we write emails.
有的时候我们写电子邮件。
And we either send them to a number of people or just the one person.
我们有的时候是发给一群人，很多人，或者是发给一个人。
And we list out our complaints and their offenses that they've given against us.
然后我们在那个邮件里面列出来他们得罪人的地方或者得罪我的地方。
Sometimes we complain out loud to a group of people.
甚至有的时候是向一群人来抱怨。
I can't believe someone in a church did this against me.
他说我不能够相信在教会里的人会这样对我做这样的事情。
No matter what it is.
不管是什么样的事情。
Sometimes we decide to air grievances in public in a church business meeting.
我们经常会在我们的教会的会员大会的时候来表达我们的对某些人的一种苦读或者是。
And so someone will stand up and complain against the pastor or against some of the deacons.
有的人会在那个时候站起来然后指责抱怨牧师或者是执事们。
Or maybe in an attempt to deal with the problem individually, you resort to yelling at the person.
或者是像其他的个人的时候，你选择的方式是像那个人，你对他大声的吼叫。
Or maybe you simply say it's not important, and I'm simply going to hold it all in, and you say nothing.
或者你说可能这个不太重要，我就我自己来在我放在我自己心里面。
All of these ways.
所有这些方式。
Of dealing with sin and dealing with conflict in the church.
对待在教会里面的罪和教会里面的冲突这样的这些方式
They really come from man's own wisdom and not the wisdom of God.
都是从人的智慧所来的而不是从神的智慧来的
It's not biblical to deal with conflict and sin in this fashion.
用这样的方式来处理罪和这样的冲突是不是合乎圣经的方式
And so we begin with the need for church discipline.
我们最开始我们要看到就是在教会的纪律教会的处分上面有这样的需要
Begin with Romans 6:17 the Bible says I appeal to you brothers watch out for those who cause division and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught and avoid them.
罗马书16章17节, 弟兄们, 那些离间你们叫你们跌倒, 背乎所学之道的人, 我劝你们要留意躲避 他们。
There's a major problem here with division of teaching that causes division.
这里边有教导的不同, 然后中间有这样的纷争, 离间。
And what false teaching does is it creates an obstacle to the gospel.
错误的教导会成为福音的阻碍。
So if someone comes into the church,
有些人会进到教会里,
and they desire to be a member,
他们想成为一间教会的成员,
and we allow them into our membership,
我们让他们成为了我们的会员,
and we find out later that they disagree with us on very severe areas of doctrine.
但是后来我们发现他们在我们所信的教义上面有很多不同的信仰。
For instance, someone may deny the deity of Christ.
比如说有的人可能会否认耶稣基督的神性,
or they may deny the virgin birth of Christ.
或者他会否认耶稣是从童女怀孕生来的。
Such a person is to be avoided and not made a member of the church.
这样的人应该避开, 然后不要让他成为教会的会员。
We have Galatians 6:1.
加拉太书6章1节,
which says, if anyone is caught in any transgression, if anyone in a church is caught sinning, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness and keeping watch upon yourself, lest you yourselves too be tempted.
说弟兄们若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So the purpose of what we're going to be speaking of this morning is restoration.
所以说我们今天早上我们要所讲的目的是要恢复。
This is not necessarily a negative thing that we're doing.
不一定是一个非常消极的事情我们在谈的在做的。
We don't like conflict within the church.
我们不喜欢在教会里面的冲突。
We instead want restored relationships within the church.
相反，我们是需要恢复在教会里面那种正常的关系。
And when someone sins, there's really two levels of relationship that's broken.
当一个人犯罪的时候，有两个层次的关系被破坏了。
There's a vertical relationship between you and God that must be restored.
向上的，你跟神的关系需要被恢复。
And there's a horizontal relationship between you and others. That must be fixed.
水平的你跟你的弟兄姐妹们的关系也应该被恢复。
1 Corinthians 5, as we just read.
哥林多前书第5章第1节，就是我们刚刚念到的。
And so it's reported that there's open sin.
就是说，有人报告说，在他们中间有公开的这样的犯罪的情形。
And so within the church, when there is open sin, we must deal with it in a biblical fashion.
在一个教会里如果有公开的罪的话, 我们应该用合乎圣经的方式来处理这样的罪。
1 Thessalonians 5:14.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章14节。
And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all.
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的, 勉励灰心的扶助软弱的人, 也要向众人忍耐。
And these seem in the church as if they are lesser issues.
这看起来这个教会可能有没有那么严重的问题。
That Paul puts these on to the end of his book.
保罗在这封书信里把这些事情写记下来。
But it's still important to deal with them properly in the church.
但仍然是非常重要的，就是说在教会里面用一个正确的方式来处理这些事情。
And in dealing with them properly, the purpose is to help them and to be patient with them.
正确的来处理是要就是帮助他们，然后要用忍耐对他们有耐心。
2 Thessalonians 3:14 and 15.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第3章14到15节。
And it speaks of someone's obedience to Scripture.
就是说到讲，有些人他们不听从圣经的话。
It says, if anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person, have nothing to do with him that he may be ashamed, and do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother.
若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧，但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。
That is to say that within the church,
也就是说在教会里面，
when someone is found to be sinning,
如果有人被发现犯罪了，
and they are not repenting of that sin,
他们没有为这个罪悔改，
you mark the person,
你要把他标志出来。
And as the Apostle Paul says, you have nothing to do with them.
就像保罗说的，你不要和他交往。
You do not associate with them.
你不要跟他有来往。
You do not spend time with them.
你不要跟他一起在花时间在一起。
And the purpose of this is that they are ashamed.
这样做的目的是要让他自觉羞愧。
But you do not treat them as an enemy. You do not hate them.
但是你不能把他当成敌人，你不能够恨他。
Any interaction that you have with this person is to warn them in order to bring them back.
你跟他的交往唯一的就是要警戒他，警告他，然后把他挽回。
And we see from these texts that our goal is ultimately restoration within the church.
所以说我们从这些经文里看到，我们的目标是要把一个人挽回回来。
We want to have a pure church that's pleasing to God.
我们希望有一个纯洁的、圣洁的教会，能够蒙神所喜悦。
God demands for us to have a pure church.
神要求我们有一个纯洁的教会。
You remember what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1?
你记得保罗在以弗所书第一章所说的。
It says, you are chosen in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
他说你们在立世界的根基以前创始之初，你们就在他里面被选出来，让你们能够成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，在他面前蒙恩。
And so God has chosen us as a church to be a holy and pure church.
所以说神拣选我们出来成为一个圣洁的一个教会。
The means of a church, of a pure church here on earth is church discipline.
教会成为圣洁的方式是通过教会的这样的纪律的处分。
And church discipline begins with the individual.
教会的纪律是从个人开始的。
We'll look at what that looks like in a moment.
我们马上就会看到。
And it begins with observed sin.
然后它也是从被观察到的、被看到的罪开始的。
And here's some clarifications on discipline. First of all, it's a positive thing. It's not necessarily a negative thing.
有几点需要澄清的。第一点就是说，它是一个正面的一件事情，不是一个负面的、消极的。
We think this term discipline, and automatically our minds think some sort of punishment.
我们头脑里习惯了，就是讲一讲到这种处分纪律的话，我们就讲到是去想到的就是一种惩罚。
But punishing people is not the purpose of discipline.
但是惩罚人并不是让处分人的这样的目的。
Bringing them back in to a proper relationship with God and others is the purpose.
而是将他挽回，使他跟神有恢复这样正常的关系，是处分的目的。
And the means of discipline and conflict resolution are essentially the same thing.
处分和他的解决这个冲突，实际上是同样一件事情。
If there is some reason that you are not getting along with another believer in the church, it's because either you or the other person has sinned.
如果你和教会的某一位信徒，你们不能够融洽相处，有什么问题的话，一定是或者是你，或者是那个人有犯了罪。
Either you are holding some sort of bitterness in your heart against them.
或者是你在你的心里面对这个人怀有这样的苦毒。
Or they are holding some bitterness against you.
或者他们在他们的心里面对你怀有苦毒。
They are not different things.
这不是有不，他们是一样的事情。
And so we deal with the problem in the same way.
所以说我们处理这样的问题是用同样的方式。
Discipline can begin with anyone in the church.
教会的处分可以从任何一个人开始。
That is to say, it doesn't start when the church leadership gets their hands on it.
不是说从教会的领导们来处理这些事情。
It's not an issue of church leadership. It begins with one believer helping another believer to grow.
这不是教会的领导来开始的，而是说从任何一个信徒开始，然后来帮助另外一个信徒能成长。
So any believer can go up to another believer and say, hey, there's this problem in your life, let's help you through it.
任何一个信徒可以到另外一个信徒前面跟他说你这些方面然后可以需要成长。
And so church discipline is a positive thing.
所以说教会的纪律处理是一个正面的事情。
And it's the means that God uses to grow individuals into church to be looking more and more like Jesus Christ.
是神所赐的这样一种方式，使在教会里的每一个信徒能够这样的成长。
This is not the church saying that everyone here has to look and do exactly as I do and look the same.
不是说在教会里每一个人都应该像我一样做同样的事情，看起来是一样的。
This is the church dealing as individuals with the sin of individuals in a biblical and proper fashion.
这是在说教会里边对每一个个人，然后按照每一个个人的情形，然后按照圣经的教导来处理。
And so how do we do this biblically?
那么我们如何按照圣经的教导来处理？
Turn over to Matthew chapter 18.
请翻到马太福音十八章。
We'll walk through very carefully the steps in Matthew 18.
我们要很仔细的看到在马太福音十八章里所记载的这样一步一步的步骤。
Matthew 18, beginning in verse 15.
马太福音十八章十五节。
If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
倘若你弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
Okay, I begin with the question, where?Does this passage say go to someone else in the church?
这里这节经文里告诉我们是在什么地方，然后你去到跟这个人。
It doesn't.
没有说。
It says if someone sins against you, if there's a problem between you and another believer.
这里讲到如果你的弟兄得罪你。
It says go and tell him between you and him alone.
你就去趁着你和他在一处的时候，你去跟他讲。
Does going and telling say that you send him an email and write your grievances down that you have against him?
这里有没有讲到这里说到你要去，而不是说你去给他发一封电子邮件，然后写出他的错来。
Does it say call him on the phone?
也没有说到你打电话跟他，然后在电话里面跟他讲。
It says none of these things.
这里面都没有提到。
It says go and tell him.
说你要去，然后告诉他。
Now I understand that when the time that Jesus spoke these words, we did not have the modern technological conveniences.
我知道当耶稣在说这些话的时候，他那个时候当然没有我们现代有的这些技术。
But there's something about face-to-face contact that can't be done over the phone or over the email.
但是很重要一点就是你面对面对着一个人的时候，有很多东西你是不能够通过发电子邮件或者是打电话能够达到的。
Real interaction, real communication cannot happen in those fashion.
真正的交流是不能够用那些方式的。
It's when you're sitting there face to face to a person and you're talking about these issues.
而是你面对面亲自的跟他坐下来，然后来谈这些问题。
Where it's absolutely important.
这是绝对重要的。
And it says, go between you and him alone.
而且这里说到的是你去到跟他在一处的时候，而且只有你和他在那里。
This is something that's done by the individual.
这就是说由个人来做的一件事情。
That is to say,
也就是说
if you think that someone in this church has offended you or sinned against you in some fashion or another,
也就是说如果你觉得教会里边有人得罪了你有些什么方式得罪到你的话
then if you are going to be obedient to the words of Christ, you need to go to that person alone.
如果你真的是要服从基督所教导的话，你要单独的去到跟这个人在一起
and deal with the issue properly.
然后合适的方式来处理这件事情。
Now, if he listens to you, if he repents of his sin, if he apologizes,You've gained him. The relationship is restored.
如果他听你的话，然后他悔改向你道歉的话，你就恢复了你和你的弟兄的关系。
Now that also assumes that you're going to forgive him.
当然这里也假定了，就是说你愿意要原谅这个人。
And forgiven sin is covered sin.
一个被原谅的罪是一个被遮盖的罪。
That means it doesn't come up again.
也就是说他不会再冒出来。
If they do something else,
如果他们做什么其他的事情，
you don't bring up the past action that you've already forgiven them for.
你不会再把这件事情又翻出来再说。
You deal with the present issue only.
你只处理现在的问题。
Second step, you go to the offender with two other believers in the church.
也就是接下来他说你要去到那个人，然后要跟教会有两三个人一同去教会里面。
And this, at this point, we're going to say we're probably going to want to bring in the church leadership.
可能我们会带教会的一个领导去。
If he doesn't listen,
如果他不听，
if there's refusal to repent,
如果拒绝悔改的话，
you take one or two others with you.
你带两三个人跟你一起去。
And he says that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses.
因为他说两三个人的口做见证。
And so you bring the other two people in.
所以说你另外再带两个人一起。
And because the sin is still probably a private issue,
因为很有可能这个罪仍然是一个私下里犯的一个罪，私下的问题。
You tell the person what they sinned against and why, and that they refused to repent, and you ask them again.
你告诉了这个人，然后他不拒绝悔改，然后你就再去告诉他，问他。
And the others in the church are there to gauge their response.
那些人，其他教会的人会承担他们的责任。
They are there to listen and to call the person to repentance.
他们在那边，然后他们会听，然后会要求这个人来悔改。
And it's likely that they were never there. It was not them who was sinned against.
很有可能这些你带去同去的人，他们并没有被得罪。
They are not acting as witnesses to the sin because the sin may have been a private issue.
他们也不是说就是在这个罪的见证这个罪，因为他们可能没有经历到。
They're acting as witnesses to the repentance of the sin.
他们作为对这个罪的悔改，他们这样的见证。
And if there is no sorrow over the sin,
如果对这个罪没有悔改，
then it's going to be obvious to those who are there gauging the response.
那就对这些带去的人，他们就会很明显的可以看到。
And if they refuse to listen,
如果还是不听的话，
you then bring them before the church.
那你就告诉教会。
And so, the one person who has sinned against,
所以说那个人被得罪的那个人，
in conjunction with the church leadership who heard the matter and saw it on step two,
然后以及他带去同去的可能是教会的领导，他们在第二步里面所看到的。
They go before the entire church and they rehearse the entire matter.
所以说他们就告诉教会，然后在教会面前把整件事情又重新再讲述一遍。
They state this is the sin that the person committed.
他们说这个是这个人所犯的罪。
And we've gone through these steps properly.
然后我们也照着这些步骤一步一步然后按次序做的。
And as of yet they refuse to repent of their sin.
但是仍然他们拒绝悔改，他们的为他们的罪悔改。
And at that point, you give the person one last opportunity to repent and confess that what they did was wrong and offensive.
在那个时候，你给这个人最后一次机会，让他们可以悔改，为他们的罪，为他们得罪你的地方可以悔改。
And if they still refuse to repent,
如果那个人仍然拒绝悔改的话，
it says, let them be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector.
那就说，这里就说，那就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
Remember to whom Jesus is speaking.
你想想那个时候，耶稣是在对谁在讲这些话
？He's speaking to Jewish people.
他在对犹太人讲这些话。
And to the Jewish people, Gentiles were unclean.
对犹太人来说，外邦人是不洁的人。
And so your fellowship with a Gentile as a Jewish person was to be to attempt to convert them towards Judaism.
所以说他们那个时候他们很清楚的知道他们跟外邦人的交往是要把他们 转变成信犹太信徒。
They become outcasts from the common society.
他们被是在外面的，他们的社会里面是被看作是外面的。
And the tax collectors to the Jewish people are one step lower.
税吏是更低等的一等。
These are Jewish people who work for the Roman Empire.
这些人是犹太人，但他们为罗马帝国工作。
So in collecting taxes.
来帮罗马人收税。
The Romans will say that every year you need to collect 2 denarii per citizen.
罗马人跟他们说，每年你们要收两个 denarii， 为一个人你们要收两个 denarii。
Or per person living in the land.
或者每一个在你的地上生活的人都要收两个 denarii。
And so not only are you collecting the money from the Romans for the Romans.
所以说他不仅仅是在帮罗马人收税。
You then go up to the people who owe and you say, I'm collecting 3 per person.
然后呢他们去收税的时候他们会说我们要收3块钱。
And so you send the Romans the 2 coins per person.
所以说你那些人他们就把2块钱交给罗马人。
And so you take the extra coin and you put it in your own pocket.
你把多得的那一块钱你放在你自己的口袋里面。
It was a very lucrative career in the ancient world.
在古代的那个时候是一个非常赚钱的一个事情。
And to the Jewish people is an absolute offense to do this.
对犹太人来说，这是一个非常羞耻的，然后非常不好的一件事情，做这样的工作。
And so these people become outcasts to society.
所以说他们是被从这个社会里面赶出去的。
That is to say,
也就是说
if we get to step 3 in the church,
如果我们在到了第三步，也就是到了教会这一步的时候，
and the person refuses to repent,
如果这个人仍然拒绝悔改，
they become an outcast to the church,
他们会被从教会里面赶出去，
they are removed from the graces of the church,
他们会从被教会的恩典里面被拿掉，
they are cut off from the communion table,
他们被从主餐这里边会被被赶出去。
And as we're going to see in 1 Corinthians, they are treated as unbelievers.
我们会看到在哥林多前书里面告诉我们他们会被看待成像那些不信的人一样。
Matthew 18:18.
马太福音18:18.
It says the decision of the earthly church to discipline is actually a reflection of the will of God in heaven.
在地上的教会所做的决定实际上是反映了神在天上所做的决定。
So Christ says in Matthew 18, what truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
你说我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And so the steps that the church takes to discipline its members is ultimately a reflection of God's will in heaven.
所以说当我们看到的教会他所一步一步来处理教会里面的一个犯罪的人的步骤实际上是反映了神在天上他的旨意。
In other words, this is what God wants for his church.
也就是说这是神为他的教会他所愿意这样做的。
1 Corinthians 5
在哥林多前书第五章
This seems to be a bit of a conflict between what's happening in Matthew 18 and 1 Corinthians 5.
好像看起来跟在哥林多前书第五章跟我们刚刚看到的马太福音有一些冲突的地方。
As we read in 1 Corinthians 5,
在哥林多前书第五章里面
there's someone in the church
教会里面有些人
that's reported to be committing fornication with either his mother or his stepmother.
被人控告就是说他跟他的母亲或者是他的继母有淫乱的事情。
And it's so bad in verse 1.
这件事情是非常的不好。
That it's a sin that not even the Gentiles would want to be known as committing.
在第一节是说连外邦人都不会去犯这样的。
So that those outside of the church think that this is an absolutely heinous act.
所以说在教会外面的人说这是一张非常不好的非常羞耻的一件事情。
And yet this is a well-known at the very least rumor within the church that this is going on.
但是在这个教会里面这是他们都知道的一件事情。
And the church has yet done nothing to do it.
但是这个教会关于这件事情什么都没有做。
And so Paul actually makes a decision for the church in verse 3.
所以说保罗为这个教会他已经做了他的决定，在第三节里他这样说。
He says, I have judged already, although I were as present.
他说我身子虽不在你们那里，但是已经判断了行这事的人。
Paul hears from second and third hand sources of what's going on in this church with this man.
保罗他这里他从第二个或者第三个间接的那项听到了教会里面发生的这件事情。
And from the very rumor, the very gossip of the event, Paul makes a decision of what needs to happen in this church.
也就是说，保罗从那些人所传言的、那些闲聊的那样传言的听来的，他已经断定了这件事情。
So in verse 4, he says, when you are gathered together.
所以说在第四节他说你们聚会的时候。
We are already moving to the third step of church discipline and even past it.
我们可以看到已经是到了教会这一个步骤，也就是说已经跳过了前面那两个步骤。
He never claims that you need to go to this person alone.
他没有说你要私下去到这个人那里。
He never claims that you need to go to step two and go with him with others.
他也没有说到第二步，你要带一两个人，然后一起去到他那里。
He says, when you're gathered together in the name of the Lord, deliver such one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh.
他说，当你们奉我们主耶稣的名，你们聚会的时候，要把这个人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体。
And because of the public nature of the sin,
因为这个罪是一个公开的罪,
Paul has an exception to the steps in Matthew 18.
所以说保罗这里没有按照马太福音那边的步骤来做。
If the sin is public,
如果一个罪是公开的罪,
then the action taken is automatically public.
所以说相应的措施来选择的措施就是说直接也是用公开的方式来处理。
We saw first of all it's a rumor, it was commonly reported.
我们可以看到开始是这样一种传言，然后
The purpose is that he that has done this deed may be taken away from you.
他是说，这样的目的是要把这个人从你们中间拿掉。You
are to remove him from your membership.
你要把他从你们的教会的会员当中给除掉。Look
down at verse 13.
看第13节。You
put away that from yourselves that wicked person.
13节说你应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。Look
at verse 11.
在11节,
it says, with such a one not to eat.
与这样的人跟他吃饭都不可。You
remove them from the Lord's table.
你把他从手主餐的时候，你不要他参加。And
here we see that the intermediate steps are skipped. It says, when you are gathered together.
你看到前面那些步骤已经跳过了，就是他直接讲到你们聚会的时候。He
doesn't say start with step one.
他没有说从第一步开始。He
says when you are gathered together.
那这里说当你们聚会的时候。The
result.
这样结果。
Is you deliver him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that the spirit may be saved.
是这样的人，你交给撒旦败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
And so there's a picture here.
这里描述了一幅图画,
that within the church is the protection of the body of Christ.
在教会里面是在保护基督的身体,
that when you are within the church, you are protected.
当你在教会里面你是被保护的,
you are protected from temptation.
你被保护不要受到试探,
you are protected, as we're going to see in a little bit, from chastisement of God.
你也可以看到,蛮会看到的就是你也被保护能够有圣洁。
But you deliver him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh.
你把那样的人交给撒旦,败坏他的肉体。
And the person who's under discipline, there may be some very serious physical consequences from God for this.
一个被处分的一个人,可能会在从神那里领受到非常严重的肉体上的这样的一种惩罚。
But remember the purpose that we said at the beginning.
但是要记住我们在最开始都讲到的这样做的目的是什么?
The purpose is so that the spirit may be saved.
他的目的这里说到的是他的灵魂能够得救。
You cast them out.
你把他赶出去,
in order to bring them back in.
是为了把他再带回来。
Look down at verse 9 through 11.
我们接下来看第9到11节。
9 through 11 gives us really a list of things that we need to be avoiding in our church.
9到11节给出了一个很多的事情，列出了很多的事情，我们在教会里面应该避开的。
He says, I wrote to you an epistle, not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with fornicators of the world, or the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, then you must needs go out of the world. But I have written you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or extortioner, with such a one not to eat.
我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人相交。这话不是指着这世上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的、勒索的，或拜偶像的。若是这样，你们除非离开世界方可。但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的， 这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可。Look
at the list of the people here.
看这里所列出来的这样的人。When
was the last time that someone got disciplined in church for covetousness or greed?
教会里面上一次处分一个贪婪的人是在什么时候？When
was the last time that someone got disciplined in the church for railing or for public outbursts of anger and complaint?
教会上一次处分一个在公开场合辱骂的一个人是在什么时候？
These seem as if they are somewhat lesser issues.
看起来好像是一个不太重要的事情。
But they are disciplinable offenses.
但是在处理，我们可以看到在处理的时候，这些是需要被处分的。
And so 1 Corinthians 5 teaches us that for public sin, we then move to a public step of discipline.
所以说，哥林多前书第5章告诉我们，一个公开的罪，我们直接到一个公开的方式来处理。Now
we begin with steps to repentance and restoration.
现在我们来讲到一个悔改然后恢复的这样一个步骤。And
the first step here,
第一步,
is confession between you and God.
是你悔改承认，你跟神，你在神面前悔改承认。
And David commits a very public sin.
大卫犯了一个公开的一个罪。
He sins by committing fornication with Bathsheba.
他跟伯士巴犯了奸淫，公开的。
And not only does he sin with Bathsheba, he also kills Bathsheba's husband.
他不光是跟伯士巴犯了奸淫，而且他把伯士巴的丈夫也杀掉了。
So he's both an adulterer.
他是一个犯奸淫的人。
And a murderer.
同时他也是一个谋杀的人。
And he begins his confession by confessing to God and saying, Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgression.
他向神的祷告是说，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，求你按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
And so the first step of repentance is confession to God.
所以说悔改的第一步是向神承认。Now
this word confession,
承认这个词,
it means to agree by speaking about the same thing.
这个词就是说你要用嘴来讲出你要同意这样的事情。So
how does God feel about your sin?
神如何看待你的罪?
How did God feel about David's murder?
神如何看待大卫他的谋杀?
How does God feel about sexual immorality as being dealt with in 1 Corinthians 5?
神如何看待在哥林多前书里边的淫乱，他如何看待这些事情?
It's ultimately offensive to him.
对他来说是极大的得罪了他。
And so you agree with God on the fact that it is wrong and that it is offensive.
就说你承认的时候，你是同意神对这些过犯的看法。
And so this happens through prayer.
这是通过祷告来完成的。
And so you'll pray a prayer saying, Lord, this is what I did, and I realize that what I did is offensive to you.
你向神祷告说, 主啊, 这个是我所做的, 然后我承认这样做是得罪了你。
I have sinned against you.
我得罪了你。
And I need to have restored fellowship with you.
我也需要跟你有恢复的关系。
You remember what 1 John 1:9 says?
你还记得约翰一书,
it says if we confess our sins,
说到如果我们认自己的罪,
that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
他是信实的, 他公义的,
so confession leads to cleansing before God.
在神面前的承认罪, 悔改, 然后跟神恢复。
The next step.
第二步,
it's confession as big as the sin to others.
第二步是向其他人承认这个罪的程度。
So if you go into a store and you steal a candy bar,
如果你进到一个小店里面，你偷了一个糖。
Stealing is obviously sin.
偷东西是很明显是一个罪。
And so you realize that you've sinned.
你认识到你犯了罪。
The first thing that you do,
你做的第一件事情,
is you pray and you say, Lord, I've sinned in this area, I've offended you, please restore the fellowship.
是神啊, 我, 主啊, 我得罪了你在这件事情上, 求你能够恢复我跟你的关系。
And then you go to the store.
接下来你去到这家店里面。
And you tell the person who owns the store or one of the managers,
你跟这个店的主人说,
this is what I did.
这个是我做的事情,
I stole from you.
我从你这里偷了东西,
and I throw myself at your mercy.
然后我求你怜恤我,
I'm willing to pay for it.
我愿意付钱,
please forgive me for what I've done.
也请你原谅我为我所做的事情。
And if the store owner does what's right,
如果这个店的主人, 然后正确的方式对你,
he'll take the money,
他会拿这个钱,
and he'll forgive you.
然后他会原谅你。
And the issue is over.
然后这件事情被解决了。
Open sin requires public confession.
公开的罪需要在公众的场合来承认悔改。
If you sin in front of a large group of people,
如果你在一大群的人面前你犯罪得罪了人,
you need to confess your sin to a large group of people.
你应该向公开的向这群人然后
private sin requires private confession.
私下的罪要求在私下的承认。
And so if you say something, if you lie to a person,
如果你向一个人撒了谎,
or if you lose your temper and you yell at a person,
或者你没有控制自己的情绪, 你对着一个人大喊,
now you don't need to confess your sin in front of the whole church.
你不用在整个教会面前承认你的罪。
You confess your sin to God,
你向神承认你的罪,
and you confess your sin to the individual that you sinned against.
然后你也向你所得罪的那个人, 你承认你的罪。
And thus, the sooner that someone repents, it is more likely that someone is repenting to a smaller group.
如果一个人他尽快地悔改的话, 很有可能他是跟很小的一部分人在悔改。
The steps that we read in Matthew 18,
我们在看到马太福音18章里面列出来的这样的步骤。
The one brother goes to the other, say, you've sinned against me, this is what you've done.
一个弟兄到另外一个弟兄那里跟他说, 你这件事情得罪了我。
And the other one says, yes, you are right, I have. He prays to God, he confesses his sin to his brother, and it's over.
那个得罪人的弟兄他承认他说, 是的, 我得罪了你, 然后他向神认罪悔改祷告, 然后同时向这个他所得罪的人承认。
If it gets to step two,
但是如果到了第二步的话,
he says, yes, I've sinned. He prays, he confesses his sin to God, and then he confesses before the others that, yes, I'm sorry, what you say is correct. I've sinned.
他如果他承认在第二步的时候他承认的话, 他是说是的,他祷告说我犯了这个罪, 他是在两三个人前面。
But if it gets to step three,
但是如果到了第三步的时候,
and it goes before the whole church,
到了整个教会的前面,
even though it started out as a private matter,
尽管刚开始的时候是一个私下的一件事情,
it then is going to require confession in front of the entire church.
但是在第三步的时候需要在整个教会前面悔改。
The next step,
接下来的一步,
This is to show that you have to confess publicly.
是讲到了你们要公开的认罪。
It says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And a prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈求所发的力量是大有功效的。
And so James describes sin as a spiritual sickness.
雅各在描述罪是一个属灵的疾病。
And so you confess your sin to one another, and you pray for one another that the Lord would help you fight and battle this temptation in your life.
你们彼此的认罪，彼此的代求，主会帮助你，然后胜过，跟这个罪做战征战。
You then restore them the full fellowship after they confess.
一个人认罪了以后，你要恢复跟他完全的跟他的交往。
Now I believe what's happening in 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
我相信在哥林多后书第二章这里讲到的。
Is speaking directly of the man whom Paul commanded to be removed in 1 Corinthians 5.
直接在讲到在哥林多前书里讲到那个从他们中间要赶出去的那个人。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the man has come back to the church.
哥林多后书第二章这个人他已经回到这个教会。
But the church has continued to have him removed.
但是这个教会继续地把他排在教会以外。
But he's confessed his sin. He's restored his relationship with God.
但是他已经承认了他的罪，他也恢复了跟神的关系。
And so Paul commands in verse 7 that you should turn and forgive and comfort him.
保罗这里在第七节说的，倒不如赦免他，安慰他。
And so he's restored to full fellowship within the church.
他被这个教会重新的完全的接纳。
And when you restore someone to fellowship,
当你恢复你一个人，让他能够在教会里完全的被接纳。
You don't hold that sin what they had done in the past over him.
你就不能再把那个信拿着来，他过去所犯的这个罪，你拿着来手上。
The sin is covered.
那个罪已经被遮盖了。
It's forgiven.
那个罪已经被原谅了。
It's gone.
那个罪没有了。
Galatians 6:1.
加拉太书第六章。
Brothers, if any of you is caught in any transgression, you should, who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness, keeping watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted.
说弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So you restore him to full fellowship within the church.
恢复他，让他能够完全的被教会接纳。
And the important thing here is you do it gently.
而且很重要的一件事情是要你要用温柔的心来做。
We don't run a church with a baseball bat.
我们在教会里面不应该像拿着一个棒球棍一样来运作。
We don't carry church discipline around saying, you need to repent or you're going to be removed from the church.
我们不是说在教会里面拿着一个棒子东敲敲西敲敲说你应该悔改认罪。
You sinned against God. You've offended God, and you're doing irreparable damage and harm to the church by what you're doing.
你犯罪得罪了神，你得罪了神，你也对这个教会造成了很大的伤害。
And in your sin, you tell the person that they are not glorifying Christ.
在你的罪里面，你在告诉别人你没有在荣耀神。
And that they are doing real harm and real damage to the church of Jesus Christ.
你在对基督的教会做极大的伤害。
And the goal is that through their confession and repentance, they become closer to Christ than they were before.
这样的目的，这样做的目的是通过他们的承认罪悔改，他们能够跟神的关系更加的亲密。
This is how sanctification is supposed to work.
这是成圣的方式。
No one lives their life, the Christian life, in a vacuum.
没有人过在一个真空里面过他基督徒的生活。
You need other believers.
你需要其他的信徒。
To come alongside of you.
来到你的身边。
To help you.
来帮助你。
There may come a time when you sin against someone and they come to you.
可能有的时候你犯罪得罪了人，他们来到你的身边。
And they come to you with that problem, and their action brings you closer to God.
他们把这个问题向你指出来，然后他们这样的行为 把你带到了跟神更近的关系。
And a week later,
一周以后,
they may sin against you.
他们可能会犯罪, 得罪你,
and you go to them.
你去到他们那里,
and you become the catalyst for growth in your Christian life.
你也帮助他们能够成长。
This is how sanctification within the church is supposed to work.
这是在教会里面, 彼此帮助信徒们成圣的方式。
What happens if one person sins against another person?
一个人如果他犯罪得罪了其他的人,
and they're never told what they've done is wrong.
如果没有人告诉他们他们所做的是错的,
and so they go along in their Christian life with this sin hanging there.
他们在他们的基督徒的生命当中仍然有这个罪跟着他们。
And the other person never tells them that they've been offended, but instead they hold it against them for months.
那些被得罪的人也不去指出他，而是把这个事情藏在自己的心里面，可能有几个月的时间。
So here's the question.
这样就有一个问题。
In a case like that, which party has sinned?
在这样的情形下面，哪一方犯了罪？
They both have.
双方都犯了罪。
And things like that simply spiral out of control in a church.
这样的事情就像螺旋的一样，越来越大。
And when you don't deal with sin properly,
如果你不正确的来处理罪的话,
you end up with major conflicts and disagreements between people.
你就会导致人和人之间有极大的这样的纷争冲突。
So to close this out, I'd like to show you Hebrews chapter 12.
结束的时候，我愿意向你们看，跟我一起看希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews 12.
希伯来书十二章。
I'll read verses 1 through 16, please follow along.
我要读从第一到第十六节, 请你跟着看。
Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as children? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son he receives. If you endure chastening, God is dealing with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father does not chasten? But if you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which have corrected us. We gave them reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they, verily, after a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be the partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous, and afterwards it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Therefore, lift up the hands that hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, and let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, and lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any person or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Look at verses 14 and 15 again.
请再看14节、15节。
Follow peace with all men.
你们要追求与众人和睦。
And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, thereby many be defiled.
又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。 恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Let me say a few things in conclusion.
结束的时候我要讲几点。
If you have a problem with someone in the church,
如果你对教会的有些人你有什么问题的话，有意见的话，
The proper response is not to deal with the deacons first, unless the deacons themselves are the offenders.
正确的方式是你不应该到执事的面前去说，除非这个执事是他，执事本人他得罪了你。
Don't call them and say, "Did you realize what so-and-so did to me, what they did in this event?"
不要跟执事打电话说，你知不知道某某某他这样的在这件事情上如此的得罪了我。
It's wrong. It's sin. Don't do it.
这样做是错的，这样做是犯罪的，你不要这样做。
Don't hold the problem in until a business meeting.
也不要把这件事情一直这样藏在心里面，直到了一天开会的时候。你再带出来。
And air your complaint in front of the entire church.
然后在整个教会的面前你来抱怨。
It's wrong, it's sin, don't do it.
这样做是不对的，这样做是犯罪，所以说不要这样做。
Don't call others or email others who won't be a part of the solution.
也不要跟一些无关的人打电话，然后发电子邮件。
It's wrong, it's sin, don't do it.
这样做是不对的，这样做是犯罪，所以说不要这样做。
Leaving and running away from the church is not the right way to deal with the problem.
离开这个教会也不是解决问题的正确的方式。
It's wrong. It's sin. Don't do it.
这样做是不对的，这样做是犯罪，不要这样做。
For those previous things that I've stated.
刚才我提到了这些罪。
Dealing with sin in a wrong fashion is itself sin.
如果你处理罪的方式是一种不正确的方式来处理，你这样的处理本身也是在犯罪。
And it should be treated in the church in the way that any other sin is treated.
所以说在教会里面处理这样的不正确的方式，这样的罪也跟应该像对其他的一般的罪一样，同样的来处理。
And if you feel that someone has sinned against you,
如果你觉得某人他得罪了你，
you must choose to not be bitter.
你不能够怀有苦毒。
You must choose to forgive.
你必须选择了原谅这个人。
And you must choose to act rightly when you feel like someone has sinned against you.
你必须选择，如果当有人得罪的时候，你必须要选择要正确的来处理。
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们祷告结束。
Father, what you have commanded in your word for our lives is clear.
天父，关于我们的生命，你所命令的是非常清楚的。
That you have commanded that we deal with sin in our church in a biblical fashion.
你命令我们对待教会里面的罪要照着圣经的教导。
And I pray, Father, that you would break through any personal barriers in this church.
天父，我求你拿掉每一个教会里面每一个个人各样的障碍。
And that your people would begin to deal with sin in a proper and biblical fashion.
你的百姓能够照着圣经所教导的来对待罪，按照圣经的教导。
And that by doing so, the individuals in this church would look much more like Christ than they did in the past.
这样做的时候，教会的每一位弟兄姐妹也能够更像基督他所做的。
We pray in your Son's precious name.
我们这样求是奉主耶稣基督的名。